You're listening to Mucho Culture Radio, Community Voices.
So my name is Erica Bianchia. I'm a fourth-year student at St. Mary's, and I am currently finishing my last year. I have to do an extra semester at the end of it because I was doing the core program. And yeah, I'm from Uganda. My favorite food is gonja. So I don't have any exact numbers, but I know that the number is around 20, 30 people, I think, because when I was first here, my mother had connected me with some students who had also come from Uganda, so they helped me settle down. And then that year we had an Independence Day celebration. So we got this bit, we rented out the church. I think it's a church on, we rented out a big church, and there was like lots of home food. There were lots of people talking and like what they were doing for the community back home. So it's a pretty, like 20 or 30 people at least. So Uganda is, I like Uganda. The thing I love about Uganda is like it's so green. There's so much. We have a few forests. We have Kabera Forest and like lots of forests. There's the River Nile. So it's a very kind of natural place outside of the main city. And I just love being in Kampala because there's so many people to talk to. There's so many things to do within Kampala. A lot of people, a lot of Ugandans live their lives, I think, without really going on like the tours and stuff. We have mountain gorillas. We have like the Rift Valley. You can drive to the Rift Valley from Uganda. So there's lots of things to do. But overall, I just really like how green it is, like in the other parts of the country. Okay, so you were very close. That was very close to the actual greeting. It's wasuzotia for the morning, or subiotia for the for the afternoon or the evening. That just basically means how did you sleep or how was your day, and then the answer is bulungi. So I'd say bulungi sebo because you're a man. You might say bulungi nyabo because I'm a woman. I think the drum is definitely a big part in various tribes in Uganda. I come from the Bunyoro tribe, the Bunyoro people. So one thing that really symbolizes my culture to me is this dance. It's called the Runyege. And basically, it's a dance that's performed with bells on the feet of the male dancers. So it makes like a lot of noise and they can dance for a long time. So I've watched a performance that I think went up to 15 minutes just for one dance. But definitely drums are used at a lot of our cultural festivals. They're used whenever we're making music. Drums are a very big part of Ugandan culture. I miss the food, definitely. There's just something about being in Canada. The food is different somehow. I can't eat as much bread. I don't like some of the margarine. Like there's just, you know, once you've grown up with a certain thing, adapting to it somewhere else can be very difficult. I don't even like the Fanta here, to be honest with you. I feel like there's something off there. But no, I definitely do miss Victoria fish and chips. I went to a restaurant called Gawa with my family often, and they had the most delicious fish and chips. And every time I go home, I'm just like, we need to get me some right now. Like, let's go. I would, yeah. St. Mary's has a very good community. I'm part of the African Student Society here. I'm the PR of this student society. So, like, I've been kind of involved within, like, the local African community for a long time. And apart from that, even, like, just even the Canadian students, the students from China and everywhere else, everyone, it's a very loving and open community here. I've never felt very lonely here. Maybe homesick, but not lonely.
You're listening to Mucho Culture Radio, Community Voices. Have a good time with Mucho Cultural Radio.